This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Bonnie North. Good morning. 8 years ago, Marquette University's College of Nursing bought out a private medical clinic and turned it into a neighborhood health center, primarily reaching underserved women.
The Marquette Neighborhood Health Center offered pre- and postnatal care, along with delivery services provided by nurse midwives. But now the clinic's doors are shut, and its patients, many of whom are uninsured and expectant, are wondering what they'll do next.
Reporter Davey Shastri covers health care for the Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service, and she's with us now to talk about the impact of the clinic's closing. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
What was the significance of this neighborhood health center? Why was it started, and who did it typically serve?
It was started actually on Marquette's campus. They bought out a private practice, so initially it was meant to service the Marquette community and the surrounding community to just provide basic health care. But then after they received a grant from the federal government in 2011, they refocused their mission and they did primarily women's health care, and they also offered midwifery services and prenatal care. And so the reason that the clinic was so important in its new location on 7th Street was that they were servicing the zip codes in Milwaukee that had the highest infant mortality rate, and they were trying to work towards decreasing the infant mortality rate in Milwaukee.
So what kinds of practitioners were there? This is through the nursing school, right?
Yes. So it was through the College of Nursing. It was run entirely by nurses and nurse midwives, and they were all people who worked through Marquette.
So in addition to like midwifery services and that sort of thing, what other kinds of things did the clinic provide that folks in that neighborhood aren't going to be able to find elsewhere?
They provided all sorts of primary care services. And the reason that it was so different, even in that aspect of providing basic care, was that because they're a nurse-run clinic, they focused on having longer appointment times. And so if someone were to go into just a normal healthcare clinic, especially if they were on Medicaid, they would only get a little bit of time with their practitioner. But with the nurses, they focused on educating and talking to people, to their patients. And so they had longer time to talk to their healthcare provider and really understand the health issues that they were dealing with.
I understand this was a very quick, sudden closing. It's only been about 5 weeks or so since they found out that they were going to have to close. Was there an attempt to try to find other funding to keep it going?
That was the weird thing about this story, is that there really wasn't. I actually did a story about it a little earlier in the year, in March. And that story, when I was covering it, it was surprising to me that no one really mentioned there were as big financial issues as there turned out to be. And the only person I really heard it from was the person I talked to through the College of Nursing. And so the clinic people didn't really know that this was going on. And then all of a sudden, while I was working on another story, we just found out in the middle of it that they're deciding to close, and they had 5 weeks notification ahead of time. And it was very weird because they really didn't know that this was going to happen. There was still a year left in the grant, but the reason that they ended up closing is because the grant gets smaller and smaller throughout the years. So this was the smallest year, and their lease was ending. Marquette's lease was ending in that building. There was no person assigned to search for new grant funding. And because they were running entirely on Medicaid, it's really hard with the low reimbursement rates to keep that kind of a clinic open.
Without grants.
Yeah, without
grants.
Right.
You need that extra source of income. What about the patients? What's happening to the patients that this clinic was serving?
So the patients have been told that they can go to the two other College of Nursing clinics that are in the COA Golden Center, also the Northside YMCA. So those two are run in partnership with Marquette's College of Nursing and the Children's Hospital of Wisconsin. But they don't provide prenatal care or midwifery services. They only provide like just basic primary care services. So the women who were there taking advantage of all of the midwifery services that really this clinic was focusing on and meant to improve those outcomes, the midwives and the nurses are working with them to help them find other healthcare providers. But a lot of them are in the middle of their pregnancies. And so it really is just kind of working with them and trying to figure out where they can go.
And this is a population that probably doesn't have easy access to medical care, which was the whole reason for for this clinic in the first place.
Yeah.
What about the nurses themselves? I imagine this was an incredible training opportunity for students in the College of Nursing.
Actually, the clinic was much smaller than others, and because of that, not a lot of nursing students were able to do their rotations at the clinic. It was maybe one or two per semester. But even those, they each got to work in a environment that really they wouldn't have encountered anywhere else. And it was dealing with a population that really they wouldn't have been able to work with in another situation. So it is a loss for them, for the nursing students in particular, and also the people who work there and the nurses who work there, because they have been told that they can stay on until the 17th. And then after that, they pretty much are on their own. They have to find a new place to work.
Okay, so there's no like job relocation
help. No.
They're not being helped with that.
Mm-hmm.
Have you talked to any of the patients that have been served by this clinic?
Yes,
and what
yes.
are they saying? How are they feeling about all of this?
Yeah, so I talked to a couple patients, and in talking with the people who work at the clinic also, they are very upset. A lot of these people have been with the clinic for years. Some of them have been with it before Marquette even bought out the practice. Others have been with it since it was on Marquette's campus. It ended up moving in 2013, and a lot of their patients that stayed with them were people who were at the first location, and they moved with them to 7th Street. And so these people have been here and have gained that trust and that relationship with their healthcare providers that really is valuable, and they are pretty upset about losing it. The two people that I talked to were also in the middle of a pregnancy. They were a part of the clinic's centering pregnancy program, which focuses on giving like a support group for expecting mothers. And so this was a community that they were a part of more than it was just like their healthcare provider. They had trust in each other, in their fellow patients, in their nurses. And so it's very difficult for them to try to find someone else at this point. One person I talked to said that she was especially upset because she didn't know who was going to deliver her baby anymore. And that is something that really struck me, because you don't realize like the kind of relationship that you develop with your midwife and the trust that you have that this person's going to take care of you and your baby when you're in labor. She was saying she wants to get the newspapers talking about it, and she wants to get people to know about it, and she wants to try to get Marquette to open it again, because that was a relationship that she's unfortunately now has lost.
I'm assuming that the idea that Marquette would open it again is pretty slim.
Yeah.
Yeah. So is there any idea from elsewhere that they might try to reopen a clinic in the same location or a similar close by location providing the same sort of services? Has somebody tried to step up and say, wait a minute, we can fill this gap?
Not that I've heard of. And, you know, it's pretty recent. It's really just closed on the 10th. So I haven't heard anything about opening a clinic that provides the same combination of services. And while I was talking to Heather Saucedo, who's the case manager at the clinic, she said that she doesn't know that there is really any other clinic in Milwaukee that offers the same combination of services. For example, only 4 places in Milwaukee offer centering pregnancy, and the clinic was one of them. So now there's only 3. And then a lot of the other services, there are other nurse-run clinics in Milwaukee. I spoke to a couple of them for my story. 2 are run by UWM, and another one is run by Marquette. But they don't offer the same kind of services and focus on prenatal care and midwifery the way that this clinic did.
So there's a big hole to fill.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, it doesn't look like anyone's rushing to fill it.
Yeah.
Well, Davey, thank you so much for coming in and telling us about this. I appreciate your time.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Davey Shastri is a reporter for the Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service. There is a link to her story on the closing of the Marquette Neighborhood Health Center at WUWM.com.